assembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. Hey, we're on 91.5 FM. That's WMIE, today's Modern Worship. And we're here 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening. And if you prefer the 10:30 broadcast, that can be found at WWBC 1510 AM. There's a frequency also, I think it's here in the central part of the county, 100.7 on the FM dial that broadcasts the AM signal. And so if that happens to work out better for you, you can listen at those times. We're also on the WMIEFM.com website where you can listen on demand. You can download it and listen to it like a podcast. If you happen to miss it, you can click onto a certain date and find it, but you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. That's where you will find the listen on demand tab. Type in a date and you will find the selection of programs that are available. Hopefully it says Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs on there, and you can click on that and listen and be blessed by the Word of God for that particular day. I want to say thank you to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. I was talking to an individual here not too long ago, and I said, hey, I see that you've had some air conditioning repairmen out a lot. And that led us to a discussion, and he was talking about, yeah, they keep coming up. They're not listening as to what, you know, I'm telling them the problem is. They keep coming out, and they keep charging lots of money every time that they come out, and they're not solving the problem on a permanent basis. And I'll tell you this, it's a problem that is very similar to a situation that we have had before. But we didn't have the same air conditioning company. We have Creative AC Solutions. And Creative AC Solutions came out and remedied the situation. And they did it well. And, you know, I can tell you that I've talked to a number of people. They're not from my church or anything like that. I've talked to people in the community, and when they talk about their air conditioning repair company and how much they're charging, and then I discuss those things with either Creative AC Solutions or Wyrick Air, both of them have said the same thing, that it's not a just, we're talking about seeking justice. They're not charging a fair price. They're kind of dealing with things that, hey, you're in an emergency and we're here and we can resolve this. And it's costing them a lot more money. You know, dealing with the companies that they're dealing with. Not going to name those companies, but I will tell you this. I like dealing with Creative AC Solutions, and I like dealing with the folks at Wyrick Air as well. They are reputable. They are understanding. They're skilled. They solve the problem. And I encourage you to give Creative AC Solutions a call if you're in Central Brevard County, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Today we are going to go, and let me just remind you one more time about Father's Day is coming up this Sunday. Don't forget dear old dad. You know, it's not so much this way anymore because technology changed. Used to be Father's Day was the number one day of the year for collect phone calls. And some of you who are listening who are not old enough saying, what is a collect phone call? Well, back before cell phones, you could make a long-distance call, but if you were calling someone long-distance and you were calling from a different phone number than your home phone number, you would have to say, okay, I want the person that I'm calling to pay for this long-distance call. Somebody was going to get charged for it. And I remember having to make a phone call to my dad. I was visiting my grandfather's hometown, and this is back before cell phones. And I said, okay, I'm in the town, but I need direction because he died when I was, I don't even know if I was a teenager. If I was, I was just barely a teenager. And I said, I need directions on where to find where his house was, his business was, and show the grandkids the great grandkids the grave and all that sort of stuff. It was a 4-minute phone call. My dad got charged $32 for that collect phone call, and said, "You need to buy a cell phone." And he said, "Don't ever call me again for a $32 collect phone call," and I never have. So, anyway, Father's Day, honor your father and your mother. It's a commandment with promise that you might live long and enjoy the land. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 5 today. Isaiah chapter 5, we're talking about seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And part of that is to seek justice, not just for ourselves, but seek justice as a society. Verse number 1 of Isaiah chapter 5 says, Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, please, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And now, please, let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned or dug, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression, for righteousness, but behold, a cry for help. So this describes the attitude, the preparation that God went into for dealing with the people of Judah, his chosen people. He describes them as his vineyard. Isaiah describes God as his well-beloved. And he says, my well-beloved has a vineyard, and the conditions of this vineyard are prime. They are pristine. Everything about the location of this particular vineyard has been selected by an infallible God in order for this group of people to thrive, this vineyard to produce excellence. So the soil that has been chosen is very fruitful. He cleared everything out of the way that might be a hindrance or an obstacle to the pristine production that he intended. Not only was the ground fruitful, not only were the obstacles taken out of the way, but he chose the most excellent of plants to plant there. He planted it with the choicest vine, the best of the best. He built a tower in its midst so that, you know, a tower would be something where you could keep a watch out and make sure that it was protected, or you could build a tower there and use it as a source to make sure that it stayed hydrated. He not only did that, but he built in that facility a place where the wine could be processed, the grapes could be processed, so that the production that would come forth, there wouldn't be any chance of loss, any chance of spoilage. And he did all of that, and I want you to get this, with expectation. With expectation. He goes on and he's talking about, I'm not talking about an agricultural project. I'm talking about people. And there are a lot of people in 2021 who live their life as if God has no expectations of them. That they live their life that they don't think any human being should have any expectations of them. I will tell you, there are some people that I don't have expectations of because I don't have the confidence in them that they would be able to fulfill those expectations. It's not that they can't. It's not that they do not have the capabilities. There's just something within them that has established a different sense of priorities, and relationship with them is more about convenience than it is covenant. And so my expectations had to be tempered because I didn't want to go around disappointed all the time. So God is the master of the vineyard, and he does have expectations. Verse number 3 says, "And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, please, between me and my vineyard." He tells the people of the land, he said, I'm looking for a just verdict. I want you to make a decision. Judge between me and my vineyard, between the God who created and that which was created in optimal conditions and is not coming through. You know, what is being described here in verse number 5 is not, or in chapter 5, is not all that different than the atmosphere which God had set Adam and Eve in. It was a garden that God had planted for them to thrive. Now, they lived in a perfect environment. They walked in fellowship with God, but they failed in God's expectations of participating with the bulk of everything that he created while avoiding one area that he said, don't have anything to do with this. I mean, how hard is that? Probably less than 1% of the Garden of Eden was what they needed to avoid, and that was the thing that they chose to embrace. So God says, I want you to judge. I want a just verdict between what flaw have you found in me? Did you know that it is impossible for God to lie, and yet society follows Satan's influence, and he is the father of lies? God never lies. Satan always lies, and they give greater credibility to Satan's deception than they do to God's truth. I don't think that's a just verdict. Satan is a thief and a destroyer, and God is here that we would have the highest quality of life, and mankind historically chooses a miserable type of life over a blessed type of life, and I don't think that's a just verdict. So he says, judge, and here is the question, here is the indictment. What more could have been done to my vineyard? What more could have been done to my vineyard than I have done, or that I have done not done in it? He said, what more could I have done? Now, let me just bring this into a modern situational context. I've known a lot of parents through the years, including my parents, including us as parents, where our kids didn't always do things exactly the way that we wanted them. They didn't follow their training. They made some bad choices. Dealt with a lot of parents who've dealt with kids whose kids are not where they need to be with the Lord right now. And you know what? One of the things that almost every one of those parents have done in that situation is they ask themselves this question: what did I do wrong? What more could I have done? You may be listening to my voice right now, and you may have asked yourself that question. Your kids may not be listening. You might be asking that question, and you might be the kid that's not where they should be. If you are the parent in that situation, I want to bring this word to you, and that is God knows exactly how you feel. So I was in a conversation one time with a person, and they were living in a season of self-reflection. And they said, you know, I feel like I'm failing in this area. I feel like I'm failing in this area. And I just don't want to miss being in a right relationship with God. And my response was this: the very reality that you are assessing and asking yourself those questions is proof that none of those things are a problem, because the fact that you're willing to address the situation and assess the situation means you're not ignoring it. You're trying to enhance it. You're trying to get better about that. And so I said, don't let the devil's condemnation have greater voice than the conviction of the Holy Spirit. The convicting power of the Holy Spirit is to bring you to a place of repentance so you will be empowered to live the life that you are meant to live. Condemnation says you failed over and over and over and over and over again, and there's no hope that you're ever going to change this cycle. You might as well give up. So I want to encourage you, if you loved God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, if you served God faithfully, if you raised your kids in the house of God, and you taught them to love Jesus and surrounded them and did everything that you could, and you have expectations that they're going to be walking with Jesus, God knows exactly what you feel. It goes on, and he said, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And, you know, the only thing that you can say is a fallen world. What does the scripture say? Bad company corrupts good character. Okay? As parents, we do not get to make the decisions for our adult kids. We don't. a lot of people are still trying to control their kids as if they're 5 year olds and they're 65 years old. Don't make your life miserable. Your responsibilities change. I had one type of responsibility to my kids up until the time they became 18 and graduated high school. I still have a wonderful relationship. I'm still dad. I'm still pastor dad to, you know, they have other pastors that they serve under, but you know, I'm just going to let you in on a little secret. They still come to me for pastoral advice. So, because I'm not only dad, I am Pastor Bob as well. And so they come to me for that advice, but I'm no longer the dad that gets to, you know, say, I'll bend you over my knee and I'll help you to understand the pain of your decision. That's all that changed. God says, Why did it bring forth wild grapes? He says, let me tell you what I'm going to do to my vineyard. Let me tell you why. He says, I'm going to take away its hedge. It's not going to be protected. It's going to be vulnerable. It's going to suffer drought. It's going to be burned. It's going to be trampled down. It's going to be laid waste. It's not going to be pruned. It's not going to be dug. There's going to be, instead of olives or wine or it would be grapes at this point in time, he said, instead it's going to have thorns and it's going to be a dry place for them. And it says why in verse number 7, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice. Okay, this is why we went to this verse. God saying, judge between me and my vineyard, because when I came to my people, I looked for them to be living in justice. But instead, what I found was that they were no longer the oppressed. They were the oppressing. That's a horrible place to be. Remember when they were oppressed in Egypt? Remember when they cried out and God delivered them? Well, God never stopped being a deliverer. But his people forgot what God had done for them in the past. And now they were doing to others, their own brothers and sisters, they were oppressing them the same way that the children of Egypt had oppressed the children of Israel. He said, he looked for justice, but behold oppression, and he looked for righteousness. Okay, here I want to tell you this: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There are a lot of people who misunderstand the grace of God, and by that what I mean is they do not realize that God empowers us so that we can live a life that reflects the right standing we have with God. Apart from God, there's no way that we can live a righteous life. He is our righteousness. He imparts righteousness to us. It's his gift. He imputes his righteousness to us. He grafts it into our nature so that we want to do that. Listen, I'm a horrible liar. I don't lie because I feel like there are neon signs with arrows pointing at me, flashing across the nighttime sky, saying, lying, 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 and it's just not worth it. It's not in my nature to want to deceive. It's in my nature to want to live a righteous life. He said, I looked for justice and I looked for righteousness, and instead I found people who were oppressing their own brothers and sisters, And what I found was that instead of everybody living in righteousness, that there were parts of my people who were crying out for help. What were they crying out for help from? God, help me. That person that's supposed to be an ally, that person that is supposed to be a blessing in my life, has now become an oppressor. I've been on the radio program here for almost 8 years. Let me just tell you, some practical applications, okay? Pastors are not supposed to be oppressors. There is a thing that is called pastoral abuse, and that's where pastors treat people in a manner that they're not supposed to be treated. I will also tell you that there is another thing called pastoral abuse, and that is where people in the church treat pastors the way that pastors aren't supposed to be treated. Okay? You don't want either one of those applications. I'll also tell you that there are husbands and wives who live in situations where the person that they're supposed to be walking in covenant with ends up having an oppressive or an abusive or domineering personality, and the spouse or the kids or the parents. Listen, it is not gender exclusive that only one person does that. I have known abusive men. I have known abusive women. I've known abusive parents, and I've known abusive children. But I will tell you this, God's expectation of the children of Israel, the children of Judah in the Old Testament, is the same expectation that he has for the church in 2021, and that is this. He has expectations of us that we are going to live in justice and righteousness, and we're not going to oppress people to where they're crying out, God, deliver me from the people of God. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
The devil keep calling me back. Oh Lord, I'm crying, I need your help. Keep me from trouble, keep me from hell. Lord, keep me walking. Lord, keep me. This road is narrow, the way is steep. I try to follow, but I can barely see. Left, right, Lord, I try to walk this walk, to fight this fight. You keep on telling me you're not afraid of me, but I can tell by the way that you look at me. Always a little one, set the fire on, you're not one of them. Walking around with the days on the ground, look at the sky, follow my eyes. I'm gonna fly, leave you behind. I'm gonna fly, leave you behind. The devil keep calling, calling me back.